Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Y'all sound wonderful.
Amen.
You just don't know how good y'all sound. I haven't heard that sound in about a week or so. Praise be to God. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will fill this place today, as well as fill the airways and the recordings of our services today. And mamas, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Grandmothers, mimes, nannies, and to those women who are mother figures to those others, thank you for what you do. In this regathering day, 2020, I pray that mamas, that you know that you are loved and that this will be a special day to you to thank you for all that you do. It is a wonderful day that we can gather, and I thank those that's made preparations and made all this possible by trying to keep us as safe as possible. The cleaning of the church and the disinfecting and all those things that's taken place to make this day happen. Continue to pray that the unity of Christ will stay focused on Christ and that we'll lean upon Christ to take us through to the end until that day that we cross over to meet Him face to face. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, have you ever had somebody in your life that's been pushy? Mamas, I'm sure that during this period of time that you've had your children home for an extended period of time, you might have experienced pushy. Maybe. But have you ever had a pushy salesman that talked you into something? I got a nod or two. That's normally what I don't get. I have no idea because I don't get no response on an empty church. Sometimes we get pushed into things that we wished we hadn't of. Moms, have you ever had a child or a spouse or someone push your buttons? Hello? You know what I'm talking about. Don't sit there all by. You know, they push your buttons. Right? They make you angry. But on the flip side of that, mamas, have you ever had a child or spouse or somebody just to bless you beyond measure? That's just blessed you to the point that it just moved you to tears. And you can even think about that as you sit there right now. You can think about that just made you feel special. And I pray that today that every one of us feels that way. Feel the Holy Spirit of God. We've all had those moments, haven't we? But I want you to know, in our culture today, there is a difference between a girl, a woman, and a mother. A woman can birth a child, but she can choose whether she wants to be a mama or not. Okay? Some that has chosen not to be a mama after they birthed the child, somebody in their life has taken them and nurtured them and trained them and taught them and agape loved them. I believe that's a mother too, don't you? So I pray that today you'll be blessed. Last week, we spoke about the source of the power. And that source of the power is unlimited, and that is the Holy Spirit's power. We're limited as to what we can do, but the Holy Spirit of God is not limited as to what He can do and do through us. And today, what the Holy Spirit of God desires for us to listen and obey as we share the message that we pray that draws attention to Jesus, not us. No one else but Jesus. If you would, turn to Romans chapter 12. I pray you got a copy of God's Word. If not, it's up on the screen. Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Let us pray. Father, as we come to you, we pray that you would bless mothers today. Bless them in a way, God, that we can't. Encourage them to keep walking faithfully with you and towards you. God, we ask that your Holy Spirit fill our hearts this morning. Fill this place that we can see and experience your power demonstrating what you can do to change lives, to save lives, and to change our thoughts and to transform us into the likeness of Christ. May you bless God and be glorified, and you alone glorified. This day, we call upon you to move on our hearts, and that we're open to receive and to respond. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to talk about the drawing or the pushing. Drawing or the pushing. Drawing and convicting is by the Holy Spirit of God. The pushing and applying pressure is from our adversary, Satan, who hates you, who wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. Pushy and applying pressure comes from the decisions that we make. A lot of times, our decisions, like whether we go to church or not. Do we go to church or do we go to the race? Or do we go to church or do we go to a ball game? Do we go to church or the lake? Or we just simply stay home and rest? Those are decisions we have to make. And you allow the Holy Spirit to draw you and convict you, or you allow the world and Satan to push you. Which one is it? When we make those choices, we choose watching porn, having a relationship outside the covenant marriage of God. Those are temptations we choose to make. We make those decisions like whether we take something that's illegal, smoke or drink something that would alter our decision making, allow others to influence us to do things outside of the will of God. You know those groups that come along and say, oh yeah, you need, come on, it won't hurt nobody. They push you, right? They push you into making decisions, quick decisions, right? That's the influence of others. Sometimes, let's just admit it, sometimes we get in the position that we kind of flesh out, don't we? We say things that we ought not to say. Anybody testify? Oh, me. I got it. And the pushy is to say something that you regret. The convicting in the Holy Spirit of God is going, now, was that the way that you should have said that? Huh? And you walk away thinking, I should not have said that. God, I'm sorry. And he says, well, you're going to have to go tell them too. That's pushy. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Sometimes we get to the point that we rely on our own knowledge and our own education and our own intellect. We've done this 100 times and we rely on that instead of relying on the Holy Spirit. And we get pushed into things. Sometimes we get pushed into storing up money and storing up stuff. Sometimes we get so busy doing those things that we don't take time to spend alone, quarantined with God, listening and asking the Holy Spirit to fill us, to teach us, and to direct our steps, and to direct our words. You see, those decisions are made by the Holy Spirit of God or by self, flesh, and the world. Those are decisions we make. I am convinced, listen to me, I am convinced that God is trying to get our attention through the Holy Spirit to slow us down to think about the perfect will of God. Amen. Some people say, no, I ain't slowing down, I ain't stopping, I ain't taking myself out of my ritual. Some people are taking the time and saying, yes, God, I hear you. I want to slow down. I want to find out what your perfect will is for my life. I want to spend time with you. Now, I might be quarantined here, but I'm going to quarantine with you, God, because you're never, ever quarantined from anybody that calls upon your name. Amen? Amen. During this time, I've heard some testify that this pandemic has drawn their family closer to God and closer to each other. Praise be to God. I pray that it does. Some have testified that this time has opened their eyes up to the lostness in our community, both senior adults and teenagers, the vast lostness of people that don't know Christ. They've opened their eyes up and seen the fields are white unto the harvest, but the laborers are few. Some have testified that the priority of gathering together in person to worship God is important instead of other activities taking place. Praise be to God. Some have testified that their eyes have been opened and exposed to the selfishness and self-centeredness of our culture today as well. Some have listened to God. Some are still running through the emotions of ritualistic flesh. Let me try to explain to you just a little bit of how pushy works. Someone comes to you and they ask you, so you want to go to the, and you fill in the blank, whether it's race or lake or concert or party or whatever, whatever that may be. And you respond, no, I need to go to church. Well, you've opened yourself up by the way that you answered that, really. I need to go to church. Leaves that option open for pushy to keep pushing. Because if you said, I want to go to church, that says it a whole different way, folks. So say, I want to go to church. If you want to go to church, I want to go to church. You got to listen to the voice, the Holy Spirit speaking in and through you. Sometimes it comes in the way of a person. Sometimes it comes in the way of a group. And they may say, well, you did that last week. Do you have to do that every week? Really? Anyway, it's recorded. You can watch that later. Surely. Let's go have some fun. That's what pushy says. I really need to go to church. Pushy says, oh, you deserve this. Let's go. It's just for this one time. That's pushy. Pushy wants you to flesh out without thinking about it, doesn't it? Sometimes we even speak out of flesh and wish later that we hadn't have said that. That's the same way pushy does. Look, if you would, at James chapter 1. Turn with me in the Bible, if you would, please, to James chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 19 and following there. James chapter 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Amen? Okay, we're going to keep reading. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and subtlety of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Do the word of God. Be the doer of the word of God. Pushy keeps pushing you to make quick decisions. Doesn't want you to slow down and think about it. Definitely doesn't want you to stop and spend time with God. Always wants you to compromise. Always wants you to make excuses. That's pushy. But when you get pushed, I want you to know, pushy don't just stop pushing. It keeps pushing to your applied pressure. And the longer, listen to me, the longer you obey the flesh and self, the more pressure is applied. Now that's pushy. Let's look at the drawing of the Holy Spirit and the convicting of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is convicting you and drawing you to continually be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's a daily process. That's not just a one-time thing that I've got it, put in my pocket, and let's go. It's a daily process. You need the Holy Spirit of God working in your life every single day. So if I say and I ask you the question, in the last 6-8 weeks, how has God changed your life? Some may say, testify. Some may say, well, nothing's changed. Well, I grant you, something's changed. Because in the last 8 weeks, you've either moved closer to God or farther away from God. You've not stood still. Hear me, church. Your life should not be the same. You're either moving closer or farther away. You don't stand still. Are you being transformed by the Holy Spirit of God? You cannot transform yourself. You can't do that. That's impossible. Holy Spirit of God is the one that transforms us. We need the Holy Spirit of God. And we need to ask Him. Empower me, convict me, draw me, guide me, teach me. Otherwise, I'm hit and miss, and it's by the flesh. Be not conformed to this world. Don't be pushed or pressured. Listen and obey the Holy Spirit of God to draw attention to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and who is the one who won the victory already for us. Praise be to God. He's already won. You just need to be conformed to Him and transformed by the renewing of your mind and begin to be that living sacrifice for Him. So I urge you, brothers, be that living sacrifice for God. Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow Him. For He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our life living through the Holy Spirit of God, which we should be holy. Acceptable, which means that we're to be separated from this world, that we should be separate from all the culture that is around us, to be that living testimony of what the power of the Holy Spirit can accomplish through a follower of Christ and a devoted follower at that. Praise be to God for what He's doing. Do you know that God has the very best for you? Do you realize that? So why in the world would you want to settle for less if God has the best? God has the very best for you. You can experience that power. You can experience that excitement and that intimacy with God and know what His plans are for you and just you. This is only reasonable, and it makes sense that you and I would live this Spirit-filled life. We need to surrender our mind, our will, and our emotions to the perfect will of God. When we ask forgiveness of our sins and repent, which means turn from and turn to Christ, and we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, the spiritual life occurs. This is salvation. The Holy Spirit now residing in your heart as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, starts working in you, beginning to convict you and to draw you to God's plan just for you. That's what transformation is. And it's ongoing. Those bad habits, the language, love for others, the decisions, our activities, our view of life, in all these things are the transformational process in our lives. We need to be letting the Holy Spirit of God transform us to what Christ has for us. You see, a story about a young mother. Young mother, she was going to church, her and her husband both, and young child. And they were going to church. It was every Sunday that they were almost there. And they were involved in all the activities of the church. But admits that going to church and even being active and doing things in the church was just an activity. Just an activity. The activity was out of flesh and wanting attention to herself, she says. I wanted people to brag on me. I wanted people to say, "Atta girl, good job." It was drawing attention to myself, she says. That's why I was doing it. It was just a ritual. And as I did this ritual, it became very territorial. I wanted control. I didn't want nobody else to help me. Because I wanted all the praise. And I wanted all the people to brag on me. It was very territorial. But giving birth to her second child, this child became very sick. She called and asked for prayer. Because this child was going to have surgeries. Many surgeries. We didn't know if the child would live or die. If it did live, we didn't know how he would turn out with deficiencies. Her and her husband, they prayed and prayed and prayed. And the life change began to transform. The convicting of the Holy Spirit in the room waiting on these surgeries had slowed them down. And her husband's life was transformed by the Holy Spirit of God. She's now living a Spirit-filled life. In a joyful life, knowing what God's plan is. And her little boy, he's doing great. Her husband and her and her two children now are serving the Lord, filled with the Spirit, moved and doing to draw attention to the Lord Jesus Christ. In James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says there, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." You see, transformation comes in many different ways, in many different forms. And all of us are transformed if we're open to the Holy Spirit of God. God wants to transform us. And he uses the Holy Spirit to do that. In March, on the 27th day of March, 2013, my life was transformed. And I want to continually be transformed. But this is one of those epic moments of transformation for me that changed my life, changed my spiritual life, changed the way that I look at things, the decisions I make. And the attention I give to the Holy Spirit. March the 27th, 2013. We were in an intensive care room. We'd been there for several days. To Johnson City Medical Center. This particular day we were told. It was just a matter of time. The breathing had slowed. All the machines had taken off. We were all very tired. We spent many hours in a room together. We had our backs to my mom. We were whispering and crying. Moments ahead would transform my life forever. As our backs were to my mom, my mom was whispering something to me. I didn't catch it. When Karen got my attention, my mom was trying to tell me something. I turned to her and her lips were moving. I couldn't make out what she was saying. And I'd missed part of it because I didn't pay attention. I've lost a lot of sleep over this. Went over my head, over my head, and over my head. God, please, Holy Spirit, reveal to me what my mom said. Her last words on earth. What she wanted to say to me? Nothing. Holy Spirit of God revealed to me after 7 years a small portion of what my mom said. I love you very much. That's all that's been revealed to me. But I know there was more. Listen and pay attention to the Holy Spirit of God, what He's saying to you today, because it's very, very important. Don't turn your back. Don't ignore it. Obey the Holy Spirit of God, because He's saying, I love you very much. Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, and I will forgive you, and I will begin to heal you, and I'll begin to change your life if you'll let me. He's standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears His voice and opens, He will come in. The Holy Spirit's drawn you to salvation this morning. You've been playing a game, playing a ritual, playing church. And today the Holy Spirit's drawn you. Would you make that decision today to ask forgiveness? Believe in what Jesus did on the cross for you? Make Him Lord of your life? Say, I am a child of God. Was He changing you? Is the Holy Spirit trying to get your attention today? That you're willing to say, Lord, I surrender all. Change me. Change my thought life, my language, my habits. Change my love for others. Change the way that I do things. Change whatever you want to change, God. I'm open book. Please change me. Holy Spirit of God is drawing you today. What are you going to say? You going to turn? Are you going to pay attention? I pray you are. I really do. We pray you listen. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we thank You. And we cannot thank You near enough. We cannot devote our lives to You near enough. Lord, we know we can't do it on our own. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us, to equip us, to empower us. Sometimes, God, we need to be convicted that we admit to ourselves we've been trying things on our own and it's not working. That we need the Holy Spirit to fill us and to be the one that guides us. We need to develop that spirit life, leaning on You. Not our own understanding, not our own ritual, nothing. Totally lean on You. Lord, thank You for what You're doing. What You're going to do. Bless this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you would you please stand for this invitation? This invitation may be a little different. If you need to come pray, you come pray. If you need to make a decision for the Lord, I'll be here. I'm going to put my mask on. But I'll be here to pray with you about any decision that you need to make today. Now, if you need someone to pray with you, some are available that would be willing to pray with you, and they have a mask on as well. Whatever the Spirit of God has drawn you to do, would you obey Him today? Diane, would you lead us in our invitation today, please, as we come for this time of decision. be obedient to whatever the Holy Spirit of God is drawing you to do right now. Whatever the Lord wants you to do. I know the Lord's at work. He's been at work. He's at work right now. What are you going to do?
Just as I am.
Very much. with mamas around us. I pray that this is a very blessed day. In the days to come, we'll see God's hand move in a mighty, powerful way. I want to thank Tom Dean and Jim up there. Tom has worked many, many hours trying to get things on the line for us. Cindy and Megan and Danny have cleaned and done a lot of things for us to prepare and to set this up. Many of you have prayed. Thank you so much for praying. I'm thankful for the artwork out front. That's awesome. That was Matt and McKenzie. And I think Tom had a little bit to do with it. So thank him for doing that. And as God's people just working together, praying with one another, others outside these walls are looking for hope. And we have it. Amen?
Amen.
So we can share it.
I know Tom, right before we came to church, that Ian Wilson came and managed at his church that Pam was taking the life for him. So we had to pray for Kristen, Ian, Mark, and Jeremy, that was the early in the middle on that step.
You don't know Dennis and Pam? Dennis and Pam, the pastors were back in the 70s, I think. And he was pastor here before I came. Very, very loved. And we pray for him and his family. And Pam, just in your home doing that, pray for her and these boys. If there's something that's on your heart, you know, and you want to praise the Lord, you want just somebody to pray with you, take advantage of today. Take advantage of the media so you can get that out. Share about Jesus and what he's done. I know the Pam said she's ready to go. They don't want to lose her. None of us would. But at least we know where she is.
Amen.
Last thing we're going to do today is we're going to bring a tithe into the storehouse. Charles Dent, the pastor in Mobile, Alabama. Black pastor. I served on mission down there with him for a while. Their church did something that I questioned. I was like, why did you do that? They, at the end of their service, file out of their pews and come out of the offering plate and drop their offering in the plate. He said, the Lord said, bring ye the tithe into the storehouse. He didn't say, go get it. I said, well, Charles, may I have something there? But today, for today, our last form of worship is that we're going to bring our tithes into the storehouse. And as we exit, mamas, at the end of the heavy camp ramp, there's a flower just for you. Excuse me. So, as we dismiss, this section's going to go first. And I need you all to exit that way. Drop your offering out and go by the flower shop, pick up your flowers, and bring it up, please. This is our last way of worship, so I pray that we do that. Tom, keep the hip reading for us, please. All right, this side here, you can exit this way. And then head out.